Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm, Creamer Law Business Law, CreamerLaw.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us on this Friday afternoon. And as she does each and every Friday, here is Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. I'm just so excited to see you again.
Well, I feel like I'm here all the time.
You are here all the time. Every Friday, anyway, and that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
What's going on in your world?
Well, I'm gearing up for Super Bowl weekend.
That's right. It is this Sunday.
It is, and the Patriots are in the Super Bowl once again.
Is that a good thing?
It's a fabulous thing. Okay. Of course, I'm from Boston. So yeah. We'll be having our Super Bowl party. So, yeah, fun stuff.
Who are they playing? Oh, Atlanta?
Falcons? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I don't care about the other team.
North
just
versus
Patriots.
South. So you have a little North versus South kind of action there. All right.
That's right. Well, I'm not too worried about the Patriots. You know, they'll take it. So it'll be a fun weekend.
Tom Brady is amazing, isn't he?
That's right.
Yeah. So other than the Super Bowl, is there anything at all else going on?
There's a few things. Okay. All right. Now we're talking about all weekend long. There's stuff to do on Saturday. You've got, this is an interesting one. This is a new one, too. It is Des Moines Beer Week, Firkenfest, 2017. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Firkenfest. Now, I don't
What's
know.
A firken?
Yeah, a firken. I'm not really sure what a firken is. But if you go to Flick's Brew House on Saturday from 1 to 5, you can find out. There's going to be 15 breweries and 25 firkens.
Do you get to take one home?
I don't know. Maybe it's cute and cuddly.
I wonder, firkin, is, I don't know. Yeah. Why do you spring this on us and we don't know what we're talking about?
I'm guessing. It says 15 breweries are bringing 25 firkins. Yeah. So I'm guessing it's like a beer keg, like a keg or something.
Ah. You can tell that you and I don't necessarily...
I don't drink beer.
Yeah, me either. I go for the hard stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay, so you can get your firkin on.
Yes. Limited $30 all-access tickets are available. So, 1 to 5 on Saturday, Firkenfest, at Flick's Brew House in the Merle Hay Mall.
Right.
You're going to go in from 1 to 5 and drink beer from 15 breweries and find out what a firkin is.
Yeah, ask about the firkin.
You might
see if they can point one out to you. That's a firkin. I see.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm probably totally wrong about that, but I'm guessing it has to do with beer.
All right.
Anyway. All right. Here's another fun one. If you're not going to be drinking beer and watching 80s bands, you can take your little girl to the father-daughter dance.
You know, that is in Urbandale, isn't it?
Well, the one that I'm talking about is at the Science Center, but I bet there's one in Urbandale,
too. There is one in Urbandale.
I know there's a lot next weekend, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm going.
You're going into the Urbandale.
Going to the one in Urbandale, yeah. I have my
tickets. What night is that?
Huh? That is a Saturday night.
Saturday night. Yeah. Well, you have your choice of daddy-daughter, father-daughter, grandpa-daughter dances to choose from.
That's right.
There's the Urbandale one that you'll be at. So if you want to see Michael, head to the Urbandale one. If you're closer to downtown, you want to go to the one at the Science Center. That one's hosted by Des Moines Parks and Rec.
Yeah, this is hosted by Urbandale Parks and Rec.
Look at that. Same night. Same night. Tickets are $10 per person. Get to purchase them at DesMoinesParks.org ahead of time if you want to go to the Science Center one. The 2017 Father-Daughter Dance at the Science Center. Refreshments, photo opportunities, dancing. What more fun to, do your Valentine's Day with your daughter this week and then make sure you make reservations for your Valentine for your sweetie next week or she'll be really mad.
Yeah. This is kind of fun. My granddaughter, her name is Jovi. And Jovi and I have been practicing dancing for the past 3 weeks.
Sweet.
So, yeah. So, we have all of our dance moves
ready to roll. What are you going to do? Like salsa? What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Is it the slow rock, back and forth?
Well, we did a little two-stepping.
Oh,
there
you go. Yeah.
Yeah. We did a little waltz. We're
excellent.
Just kind of working on. She's 8.
And yeah. So I think salsa should be next.
Salsa should be next. Yeah.
You can head to Miss Kitty's for their Thursday night line dancing.
Do you know my bride was talking about learning how to line dance, and I told her about Miss Kitty's on Thursday nights.
And she didn't go.
No, she didn't.
That's all right. Next time. Yeah. I'll call her up. I'll say, let's go.
All right. Daddy daughter.
That's right. The Des Moines Playhouse will be having the Great Gatsby showing.
Great.
Yeah, so if you need something to do this weekend and you want to go to the Playhouse, they have lots of shows for you of The Great Gatsby. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Hmm.
But I can if I want to.
I was going to say, there's an opportunity
right
there.
There's my opportunity.
You're not going to the daddy-daughter dance, so you can go to that.
I'm not going to the daddy-daughter dance. Maybe next year when I'm a daddy.
Yeah.
All
or
right.
Or have a daughter.
Yes.
Something like that.
Something like that. Anyway, here's some for next week. There's some really good ones for next week. Have you heard of hashtag iMomSoHard?
No.
Okay. This is hilarious. There's these two women, and they just... They do, like, you know, videos, and they post them to their Facebook page, and they go by iMomSoHard, and they're just funny. They
okay.
just say it, you know, all the things that, you know, moms want to say, but they shouldn't, to be politically correct. They say them. And they're going to be here next week on February 6th at Hoyt Sherman Place from 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Just look it up. It's at Hoyt Sherman Place. It's next week at night. iMomSoHard. They have over like 400,000 Facebook fans, and they're really funny. All of the moms in town are going to want to go. So get your tickets.
iMomSoHard.
Hoyt Sherman Place. iMomSoHard.
Got it.
Here's another one for next week. Yoga Under the Stars. Yep. This one is also on Monday night, I believe. Yoga Under the Stars at the Science Center.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to be outside.
You don't have to be outside. $10 for non-members, $8 for members. This is really cool. Like, I think yoga people just like all random places to do yoga. This one is in the Star Theater Planetarium.
Oh, yeah.
So they're actually going to have all the stars around
you. Do the lotus pose underneath the Milky Way.
Underneath the stars.
Wow, nice.
Fantastic. Here's another one for next week, February 7th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Northside Library. I'm telling you to go to the Northside Library because they're having CSI Des Moines. Oh. This is a free event, and this sounds really cool. Greg Gord, retired Des Moines Police Department crime scene investigator, will discuss the real world of forensics and find out about procedures and documentation and collection of evidence. So if you're into crime scene investigation... Go to the Northside Library February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. for CSI Des Moines. That
nice.
Sounds really, really cool.
Tuesday night.
Yes. Also next week, The Sound of Music also starts on Tuesday night.
The Hills Are Alive.
The Hills Are Alive starting on Tuesday.
You know, I think the Strudel House has Austrian food in celebration of that.
Wow.
I believe that's correct.
So there you go. You can go to the Strudel House, and then you can go see The Sound of Music starting on Tuesday and all through the weekend until February 12th, Sound of Music. There's a good Valentine's Day gift idea.
Go.
Take your sweetie to The Sound of Music. But not me. I'm not really into musicals.
No?
I'm not a musical person, but I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
You're not into Firkins. You're not into musicals.
I'm dull, huh? Let's see. And one more for next week. The Des Moines Home and Garden Show.
Yay, yay.
Yeah, that's at the Iowa Event Center, 3rd Street in Des Moines. I believe it starts on Thursday. It's probably all weekend long.
Yeah,
but
Thursday, right, yeah.
Yeah, but it starts on Thursday. So if you want to get a head start before next weekend, start on Thursday with your Home and Garden Show stuff. $12
deal.
For adults, $4 for children, and children 7 to 12 and 6 and under are free. It's the largest and most successful home show in central Iowa, and it's here this week.
Bam.
Bam.
There you go. All right. We've got everything from Firkins to home shows for you, courtesy of Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love, and More. Thanks for doing that.
You're so welcome.
Always finding interesting things to go see and do here in the capital city in the metro area. All right. We got to check out because it is, 6 o'clock. That means... Tyler says, we got to go. And the Des Moines Radio Group says, you got to go. And so we got to go. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer tonight behind the controls. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayre. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. Thank you so much, James. All right. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We will be back, God willing, at 5:05 on Monday. Until then, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.